From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Theo, July 30th. The Systems Update. 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from XDA developers. As Linux gaming gains ground, Valve brings Mesa's powerhouse AMD driver to Windows. So, you know how Linux gaming has been getting better, right? Well, it turns out Valve's been working on a game changer under the hood. They've taken Mesa's powerful AMD driver, which has been the backbone of Linux gaming for AMD GPUs, and they're bringing it to Windows. This driver, RayDV, has been a labor of love for Valve, with them pouring in time, effort, and money to make it happen. The result? AMD GPU performance on Windows that's on par with, or even better than, what you'd get on Linux. The interesting thing is, Valve's been working on this in exchange for having a reliable driver for the Steam Deck and Steam machines. So it's not just about Linux gaming anymore. It's about making sure that AMD GPUs work seamlessly across all platforms. And let's be honest, this is a big win for gamers, especially those with AMD hardware. It's not just about the tech itself, but about the ecosystem and the choices we have as consumers. I know some people might be thinking, wait, didn't Valve already have a Windows driver for AMD GPUs? And yeah, they did, but this is different. This is the same driver that's been powering Linux gaming, and it's been optimized to work with Windows. It's like having the best of both worlds. The performance and compatibility of a proprietary driver, combined with the openness and community-driven development of an open-source driver. The implications of this are huge, especially for the gaming industry as a whole. It's a sign that Valve is committed to making gaming accessible to everyone, regardless of the platform or hardware they're using. And who knows, maybe this is just the beginning of a new era in gaming, one where the lines between Windows, Linux, and other platforms start to blur. Next, second, from GeekWire, AI plus IP, Sophia Space and Caltech secure a patent for orbital data centers that use passive cooling. Sophia Space has secured a patent for a technology that could pave the way for solar-powered orbital data centers that passively radiate excess heat into space. Developed in partnership with Caltech, Sophia's architecture tackles a major hurdle in orbital computing: how to cool thousands of chips running artificial intelligence applications in space. Traditional designs rely on satellite-wide radiator systems with heat pumps and circulating fluids. In contrast, Sophia plans to build flat, 4-inch square modular tiles equipped with 4 processors each. Up next, third, from Slashdot. AI companies are recruiting electricians and carpenters by the thousands. An anonymous reader quotes a New York Times report on how AI companies are pouring money into training and recruiting electricians, carpenters, and other skilled tradespeople to build data centers. There is no parallel in American history for the boom underway in the construction of data centers, fueled by companies with functionally unlimited cash that are racing to supply skyrocketing demand for their AI models. The explosion has offset flagging activity in other sectors like office construction, which never recovered after the pandemic. And then, fourth, from Gizmodo, Microsoft will soon release an AI super app. Microsoft is preparing to launch a super app for its AI assistant Copilot. Copilot is evolving rapidly from chat to co-work to autopilots, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella said in the company's earnings call on Wednesday. And this quarter, we are bringing these Copilot experiences together, including code, in one super app spanning both consumer and commercial experiences. Next, fifth, from SiliconANGLE. MiniIO debuts AI store memory. The long-term memory AI agents need to scale safely. So I was digging into this new thing from MiniIO, and it's called AI store memory. Apparently, they've figured out a way to give AI agents a long-term memory, which is a big deal, because most chatbots are stuck with limited context. They can only respond to a few prompts at a time, but with AI store memory, these agents can keep track of a lot more information. It's like a digital filing cabinet that never forgets. The idea is that this will let AI agents scale safely without getting overwhelmed by too much data. It's not just about storing more information, though. It's about being able to access and use that information in real time. Up next. Sixth, from Schmatamag. Shopping Guide, Fabric, Paint, and Wallpaper. Ultimate Home Shopping Guide, Shopping Guide. Fabric, paint, and wallpaper, all the greatest for your walls, curtains, and upholstery. Leonora Epstein, Jewel, 23, 2026. Paid one share, this is part of Schmata's Ultimate Home Shopping Guides. Be sure to check them all out here. And then, seventh, from Data Science Weekly. AI agents for data scientists, automations versus agents. So I was reading about how some data scientists are using AI agents to automate their workflows, and what's interesting is that the simplest approaches are often the most effective. Instead of building these complex, fully autonomous systems, some teams are finding that just using a single large language model call can get the job done. It's not about having a fancy AI agent that can do everything on its own, but rather about identifying the specific tasks that can be automated and using the right tools to streamline those processes. What's happening under the hood is that these large language models are being used to handle specific tasks, like data cleaning or feature engineering, and they're doing a great job of it. The key is to understand where the bottlenecks are in the workflow and use the AI to alleviate those pain points. It's not about replacing the data scientist, but rather about augmenting their capabilities and freeing them up to focus on the higher level tasks. The idea is that by automating these routine tasks, data scientists can spend more time on the creative and strategic aspects of their work. It's a more pragmatic approach than trying to build a fully autonomous system, and it's yielding some really impressive results. The workflows might not be as flashy, but they're getting the job done, and that's what matters. It's also worth noting that this approach requires a deep understanding of the workflow and the tasks that need to be automated. It's not just a matter of slapping an AI agent on top of an existing process and expecting it to work. The data scientists who are having the most success with this approach are the ones who are taking the time to really understand their workflows and identify the areas where automation can have the biggest impact. Next, eighth. From Data Science Weekly. Tools, why AI agents need them. Tools, why AI agents need them. Tools allow AI agents to interact with the world. Data Science Weekly, May 20th, 2026, paid 11 share. Image source, Todd Quackenbush. Continue reading this post for free, courtesy of Data Science Weekly. Claim my free post or purchase a paid subscription. Up next, ninth, from Avachowla. Six LLM deployment formats in production. In today's newsletter, your agents are doing web search wrong. Six LLM deployment formats in production. Prevent data leakage in ML pipelines. The agent isn't searching badly. It gets handed a table of contents and is left to go read the web itself. A search call returns links and 30-word snippets, so the agent fetches each page, strips the markup, and cleans the text before any reasoning starts, and that work repeats on every hop of the loop. The same question runs above 28,000 tokens through a 3-hop search loop and under 7,000 through an owned index that already holds the processed PAG, and then. 10th, from the Lund Loop. Software is dead. Long live software. Playback SpeedX share. Post share post at current timeshare from 0000000 to preview. 5-1 software is dead. Long live software. The Lund Loop. Daily update 07-22-2026. Jewel 22-2026. Paid 51 share subscribe to watch the full daily update. Video subscribe. This post is for paid subscribers. Subscribe. Already a paid subscriber? Sign in. Daily update today's action and tomorrow's profit opportunities. Today's action and tomorrow's profit opportunities. Subscribe. Recent posts. The most painful lesson for traders, 3 chars. Ago, how do you blow up a $27 million account? Jewel 28 eyes. The next wave of blow-ups coming? Jewel 27, welcome to the binary week. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.